You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. A 7.2 magnitude earthquake struck 170 miles southwest of Mexico City this morning around 7:30 Pacific time. It was centered on a long dormant fault line northwest of the Pacific resort of Acapulco, where many Mexicans are vacationing for the Easter holiday. Some walls cracked and fell, but there are no reports of major damage or casualties. Some outlying areas may be yet to report, though. It is one of the bigger earthquakes to have hit that part of Mexico in the last few years, and it's just the latest in a string of earthquakes that has hit the region this month. Here to tell us more is Washington State seismologist and University of Washington professor John Vidali. John, thanks for stopping by.
Oh, you're very welcome.
What kind of an earthquake was this one?
This was typical for the Pacific Rim. It was a subduction earthquake from the oceanic plate moving under the continents, the same kind we expect to have offshore Seattle here someday.
Remind us about the intensity of earthquakes. It was a 7.2 on the Richter scale. The 2001 earthquake here was 6.8. It sounds like it's close, but that's not the way the system works, is it?
That's right. It's a logarithmic scale, so every increase by 1 in the magnitude is a factor of 30 increase in the energy. So the difference between magnitude 3 and magnitude 6 is a factor of 1,000 or more in energy. So there's a huge difference between a 6.5 and a 7.5.
We talked to a former reporter here who is on an alert system. He got an alert on his phone before the earthquake hit. What kind of an early warning system does Mexico have?
It's what we call an earthquake early warning system, and we are proposing to build one here. And the way it works is you notice the earthquake very quickly, and you're warned before the shaking arrives. And if the earthquake's far away, and Mexico is about 100 kilometers away, then you can get many seconds of warning. You can get up to a minute of warning for a number of practical cases.
And you were telling me we have kind of a crude system like that on the Washington and Oregon coast where there are tsunami warning sirens up.
That's right. For tsunamis, it's good enough to notice within a few minutes because it takes 20 minutes or so, half an hour for the tsunami to hit. But you need a much faster warning system for earthquakes because the waves often hit within a few seconds, always within a couple of minutes.
I'm kind of surprised they have it in Mexico, but not here. I mean, particularly since our history with the Nisqually quake here and the more serious earthquakes in Los Angeles.
Well, that's right. Although the tradition is we build a system after the disaster. And in Mexico in 1985, they had an earthquake on the coast, similar to what we had today, but bigger. And it killed 10,000 people in Mexico City, hundreds of miles away, because Mexico City was on such soft ground, it really amplified the motion. So they were very motivated to be ready for the next one. And they were. The system worked fine today. People got a minute of warning in Mexico City. It turned out the shaking was only moderate, but everyone's happy it worked.
Minutes of time to get out of a building or into a doorway or under something.
That's right.
Well, why aren't they doing it here? It must be because it costs tens of billions of dollars, right? You can't afford it with a budget in a way it's shaped.
It is the cost. And, you know, we do have a proposal in front of Congress this month, in fact, for less than $20 million a year. It's still a lot of money. We can build a system for the West Coast. That'd be Oregon, Washington, and California. So we do have a plan, and we think eventually it will work. Maybe this year they'll approve it. It would take perhaps 5 years to bring fully into operation, but it is something we're planning to try to do here.
$20 million? Is this just a down payment, or would this pay for the entire cost?
Well, it's $20 million a year, and that includes rebuilding the whole system every 10 years. We have to put out 1,000 seismometers or so and hire 50 people to operate things, but it's technologically easy.
Well, that we had the Chilean earthquake, this earthquake in Mexico, and when you hear a few in a row, you start to wondering whether they're related or not.
It's a question that often comes up, and there have been a lot this month because there's the 8.2 in Chile and the aftershock that was 7.6, and Nicaragua had a couple of sixes, including several that shook their capital fairly well, and now this one in Mexico. In fact, there's one in the Solomon Islands that was big a week ago. But we've looked carefully as scientists, and as far as we can tell, earthquakes trigger other earthquakes nearby, but not at the distance of the earthquakes we've seen this month.
And when you say nearby, what's that mean?
Well, nearby, technically we talk about within the dimension of the ground that ruptured, but practically speaking, that means within 100 kilometers, you know, 50 miles or so. And for the very biggest earthquakes, they might trigger a little bit of activity out perhaps to distances as much as 1,000 miles.
So that might happen, but distances further than that, according to what we know now, probably not any connection.
Yeah, it's hard to connect Nicaragua and Mexico and Chile. They're just too far apart.
I'm speaking with Washington State seismologist John Vidali. Last week in Nicaragua, they were hit by three earthquakes ranging from 5.1 to 6.7 and tons of aftershocks after that. And seismologists were able to predict more or less when the earthquake was going to happen. Is this the same system that they have in Mexico?
Well, actually, this is a different thing. In Nicaragua, they've looked at their geology and their faults carefully enough that they realize which patch of fault was likely to break, and they forecast over the next decade that the earthquake that happened this month was likely to happen sometime this decade. So it's a very long-term estimate, and it's useful still to know which cities need the reinforcement, but it's not the kind of thing that can let you turn off the gas or get off the viaduct or something like that.
Finally, we've just got less than a minute to go, but we're always focusing it locally, too. We know that 9.1 super shock could be coming our way. How do you think we're doing in terms of preparation?
Well, we're working hard. You know, a lot of vulnerabilities have been improved. The freeway system's continually upgrading. The 520 bridge and viaduct are in the process of being rebuilt. But there's so many things that need fixing that it's difficult to fix everything in less than many decades. The highways around here to completely fix are currently on a schedule where they'll be fixed in 50 years. So some things are just too expensive. So we're vulnerable, but we're working on it.
John Vidali, thank you so much for stopping by.
You're welcome.
John Vidali, Washington State seismologist and University of Washington professor. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.